City Bulls halftime show. And at the half, the Maine Red Claws lead the Windy City Bulls 66-64 alongside Trevor Foster. My name is Aaron Schellen. And Trev, there's a lot to unpack here from the first half. A lot of offense, a lot of up and down, not a lot of defense. What are your takeaways here from half number one?
Well, you said a lot of it, Aaron. If you like offense, this is the game for you so far. The Bulls gave up 39 points in the first quarter alone, and it shows because Maine Red Claws have shot 56% from the field, 41 from three, and 90% on 9-10 from the free throw line. The defense has got to get better for Windy City Bulls if they want to win this game. On the other side of it, they forced 10 turnovers, though. That's the one bright side you can take away on the defensive side. And they've been shooting pretty well, too. They shoot 45% from three. They're actually shooting more three-point attempts so far than Maine has, which is hard to do because Maine puts it up pretty good. And they've had some really good bench production. What I liked what Charlie Henry did is Brandon Sampson's having a hard time going with that first unit. Jakar and Walt Lemon Jr. have a great chemistry together, and I think a lot of times they like to play with that pick and roll, and it's hard for a guy like Brandon Sampson going back and forth to get his spots to shine. So he lets him with a second unit, and when the start of the second quarter, that second unit really shined. Brandon Sampson got going a little bit. Kaiser Gates started knocking down some shots. Furkan Hall started getting some shots, and that second unit really got this game back into touch.
Yeah, you know, and that's really interesting that happened tonight, because in most cases, the second unit for the Bulls tends to, or at least lately, has struggled maintaining what the starting five has been able to do. And in quite a few games down the stretch here, the Bulls starting five has gotten the team out to a substantial lead, double-digit leads in most cases in the first quarter, and that second unit has struggled. But you're right, that second unit is really what got the Bulls back into the game in the second quarter, as they were down by eight at one point, and that second unit got them back into the game and into the lead. And a couple of surprising stats. I don't want to say surprising, but things that if I had said to you ahead of the game, you may not have necessarily gone with. But CJ Fair leads the Bulls in scoring with 11 points in the first quarter, perfect from the field, 4 of 4 from the floor, including 3 of 3 from three-point land. He hit two wide open threes at the top of the key, and then another one in the corner. That was one of the things we talked about in pregame. CJ Fair, when those opportunities come, he's going to have to take them. He's going to have to make them, and he did in the first half.
Yeah, CJ Fair kind of is a mismatch for the Maine Red Claws, because they don't really have a guy that can match up size-wise with them. Vito Brown's getting that call right now, and Vito Brown's a pretty good defender, but CJ Fair is a little bit more physical, got a little bit more size on him, so he can take him to the paint if he needs to, but he's been shooting so well that he hasn't had to. Walt Lemon Jr.'s distributed the ball pretty darn well. I mean, offensively, you don't have a whole lot to complain about. It's the defense where you're going to start getting those complaints.
Yeah, a couple of things that I would like, and we'll get into kind of what you think needs to happen here in the second half in order for the Bulls to turn this around in the second half and come out with a victory. But one of the things that I've noticed that the Bulls need to do a better job of, first and foremost, they need to figure out a way to control John Bohannon. John Bohannon almost has a triple-double in the first half. 6 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists from your center. So the Maine Red Claws are running their offense through this big man at the top of the paint. The Bulls have to do a better job down low defensively. They're switching on pretty much every pick and roll, and that's creating a lot of mismatches down low, that Bohannon is making some fantastic passes to exploit those mismatches down low and getting some easy buckets for the Red Claws.
He's been super patient because they shoot so well. The Windy City Bulls have to make those switches defensively.
Right.
But then that matches up Michael Mulder on John Bohannon quite a bit so far in this first half. And Bohannon's been patient. On the flip side, then, Jakar Sampson has to guard some of these shooters, and it's been a real issue for them. Getting over the top of ball screens is going to be huge in the second half.
Yeah, you know, the one thing the Bulls have done really well, and you mentioned this a minute ago, is force the Red Claws into making some bad decisions. Maine has turned the ball over 10 times. So while they're shooting 57% from the floor and over 40% from three, those 10 turnovers have really what allowed the Bulls to stay in this game, as they've only turned it over 3 times themselves.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Maine Red Claws, we talked about, they have the fewest steals in the G League, and the Bulls have done a good job protecting the ball. Props to them. I would say if this continues to get 10 steals, you don't see a lot of teams winning a ball game with 20 turnovers. So that bears well for the Windy City Bulls.
Yeah, you know, and we talked, you said this a second ago as well. It's not as if the Bulls are, you know, it's not as if the Bulls have got a lid on their basket. I mean, they put up 64 points in the first half. They took 51 shots, 22 three-pointers. They made 10 of them. So they're shooting. I mean, the shots are falling. I mean, Kaiser Gates was 3 for 5. One of those 5 was kind of a heat check 3 with a guy in his face. So, you know, you kind of live with those shots. But Kaiser Gates was 3 of 5 from three-point land. Farrakhan Hall hit a couple of threes. We've already mentioned C.J. Fair. Jakar Sampson's hit a 3. Michael Mulder's hit a 3. Everybody that has played in this game for the Bulls today, except for Thomas Wilder and Raleigh Alkins, has at least attempted a 3-pointer, which is really this Bulls team in a nutshell.
It is in a lot of ways. And since Jakar Sampson's come back from China, they've done a better job of getting into the paint. But they pretty much live and die on that 3-point shot, a lot like Maine. And at the end of the day, it's going to come down to who can get more stops on it.
Yeah, you know, and one of the other things we talked about in the pregame is how the Bulls struggle with genuine low post size. Again, not necessarily the 7-footer that plays outside the 3-point line, but those genuine bangers down low who can provide a low post presence. And we talked about John Bohannon with his 6 points on 2 of 4 shooting. Robert Williams III came in. He was 4 for 5 from the floor. 3 of his 4 shots were dunks. He had 3 rebounds and he had 10 points, 3 rebounds in 8 minutes as well. So the Bulls are really going to have to do a better job against those bigs in the second half. But you mentioned it's a struggle because this Red Claw team is such a good shooting team. You can't, you know, when you have these high screen and rolls, you have to switch. You can't go under the screen because you're going to leave P.J. Dozier, R.J. Hunter, Archie Goodwin, those players open for those three-point shots that they're so successful at hitting.
Yeah, and I think this may be part of the reason that second unit did so well getting back into this game is because you have some of your better defenders in B.J. Beachum and Raleigh Alkins coming off that bench, so they just match up a little bit better against some really long, lanky shooters.
Yeah, we'll have to see if Coach Henry chooses to sort of change those matchups up a little bit. I thought they did a better job in the second quarter, and again, I think that has to do with the fact that they were bringing, you saw it, they were struggling down low in the second quarter, and they pulled Brandon Sampson, brought V.J. Beachum in to give them a little bit more size and a little bit more, I guess, beef, but that's probably the wrong word. V.J. Beachum's a little bit bulkier.
Just lanky, he's longer, he's got a good athleticism to him,
right.
And he gives them a guy that can match up. Andrew White's got a lot of athleticism for Maine. You get some long shooters. R.J. Hunter's got some good height on him. You saw him go over the top of Jakar Sampson on a really interesting one-on-one matchup there with the step back.
Yep.
James Harden-esque. And it's been a fun game to watch so far in the first half, though.
It's been a lot of fun. And you mentioned R.J. Hunter. The Bulls, I think, also need to do a little bit better job of stepping out on R.J. Hunter, because he's shown, while he's only 2 for 6 shooting, he's shown that he's not afraid to shoot the ball from anywhere on the court. A couple of his threes were 6-7 feet behind the three-point line.
I think people that are interested in the college game will remember him hitting it just inside a half-court shot to put Hampton, or I believe it was
Georgia State,
you're right, with his dad coaching and knocking off. So, I mean, his range is very much unlimited. It's Steph Curry-esque.
Yeah, so Trevor, we got about 5 minutes here before the third quarter kicks in. So what are two things that you think the Bulls need to either keep doing or do a bit better job of in order to come out victorious here tonight?
Well, obviously defense is going to start it. The turnovers are great, but they got to start getting hands and faces a little bit better. And then the fact that the rebound differential is already 8. Maine has 25 rebounds, so they're 17. That is too big of a discrepancy on the boards. They got to tighten that up a little bit. Keep getting the turnovers. Keep shooting well. Just tighten up a little bit of defense. I feel really good about the second half.
Yeah, me too, Trevor. Great stuff as always. And Trevor will be back here with me after the game for the post show. But when we come back, it is second half action for the Windy City Bulls. Ryan Fahey, Rob Hill will be on the call. The Maine Red Claws lead the Windy City Bulls 66-64. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.